happy Monday to you and welcome back to the Drivecast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. I hope you had a great weekend. Happy Father's Day to all you dads that I didn't get to see, and wish a personal happy Father's Day too. We jump back into our series called Under the Sun, where we're looking at the book of Ecclesiastes this summer. And we're looking at this big idea that God offers us a full life in an empty world. Now, the reason that we are using that phrasing is really because of two different statements that Solomon makes over and over again in the book of Ecclesiastes. One of them is vanity of vanities, he says over and over again. And by vanity, that word literally means breath or empty or meaningless. And the other is the phrase after which the book is named, Under the Sun. So he says vanity of vanity 35 times in the book. He says under the sun 29 times in the book. So when you put those two things together, what you realize is he's saying meaningless, meaningless, meaningless. Nothing has any meaning. It's just all empty breath under heaven. When he says under the sun, he kind of means under heaven. So basically the point that Solomon is asking in the book is, what is the point of my life? Like what's the point? And if I were to ask you that question, probably you'd give the same answers that Solomon gives in the book, right? He says, well, you know, the point of my life is a better world. And so we have to remember just that life, you know, life cycles. When we say, man, the point of my life is just to make a better world, I mean, that's kind of humanism, you know, that says, man, because I'm in the world's going to be a better place. And Solomon says, not really. He says, a generation comes and a generation goes. Basically, what Solomon says is that our lives are like a footprint in the sand, and eventually the tide's going to get us, and no one is going to remember us. We talked about how, you know, a family tree works, that basically, you know, very few of any of us know the full name of our great-great-grandparents, maybe even our great-grandparents, and they were alive 50 years ago. So you think about 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, no one's going to remember us because life cycles. So it's not just that we're going to make the world a better place because we're in it. You say, well, maybe it's not the point is not a better world, but maybe it's a better life, just some pleasure, some enjoyment, some perks. And listen, Solomon, he had more than that, right? Or he had more than any of us will ever have. I mean, he was the ruler of the known world. I mean, 25 tons of gold he earned annually. He had a house that it took 150,000 men 13 years to build. So, I mean, he's going to have more. You know, he was the wisest man in the world. So here's a guy who says he's smarter than us. He has more possessions than us. He has more pleasure than us. And basically his answer is that, you know, life recycles just over and over and over again, the same thing. As a matter of fact, the question that he asks there is that, so you say, see, this is new. He's like, this is, there's nothing new. You know, we think things like in our modern history, like we refer to the sexual revolution of the 1960s. And Solomon's like, well, that's not new. Like that's been going on for thousands and thousands of years. So you kind of reach a point where you think, well, this is depressing. But actually, Solomon is leading us to a conclusion. He says, listen, you've, like others, have looked for the meaning, or what he, the word, Hebrew word, the koheleth, that they didn't find it, and you're not going to find it under the sun. But the same meaning that they were looking for in the Old Testament is the same meaning that the Greeks were looking for as we headed into the New Testament. And what they called the koheleth in the Old Testament, the Greeks called the logos, the word, the ultimate communication that means something to everyone. And that's why John says at the beginning of his gospel, in the beginning was the logos, or in the beginning was the word, capital W, and the word was with God, and the logos, the word was God. In other words, meaning is not an explanation, it's a person. And that person is Jesus. So what that means then, this is our conclusion really from Sunday, is that either nothing means anything or everything means something, and nothing in between can be true, right? We're just the random chance, the random collision of molecules in which no one is going to remember us 50 years from now, 100 years from now, 200 years from now, or everything means something. And if everything means something, that means there's meaning in the mundane. That means when you're getting up in the middle of the night to change a diaper, right, of that child at 4 a.m. who's screaming, it's, you know, it's just one way or the other. Either that child is just a random chance, a collision of molecules, and will someday die, or that child is the special creation in the image of God, and you can say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. See, either your family tree is just a scientific branch that will someday pass away and no one will remember your branch when we get two branches deep, right, 50 to 100 years from now, or people are going to look at the family tree one day and they're going to look at your life and they're going to say something changed right there. Some of you are generational change breakers. You are breaking chains in your families that have been there for centuries, and they're going to look at your spot in the family tree and they're going to say, why did alcoholism stop here? Why did generational unfaithfulness stop here? Why did the need and the fight for success stop here? And Christ's death on the tree makes it worth it for you and me to change our family trees. And that's the only thing, that's the only reason, that's the only logos, that's the only meaning that we have. We live under the sun because spiritually we are living above the sun. We are seated with Christ in the heavenlies, knowing our future. And because of that, it gives us ultimate meaning. I'm going to pray that into our day, and then I'll ask you to take the opportunity to pray as well. Father, we pray today. We pray your word back to you about our houses. We want our houses to serve you. We pray your word back to you that you are the thing that gives us meaning. We pray, God, that the question, what is the point of my life, is a flawed question because it's not my life. It's your life lived in me. So God, what is the point of your life in me that changes everything? So God, help us to see it today. Help us to live seated in the heavenlies today and live out of that reality. Now you take the opportunity to pray.